Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today on our Inside China Basin bonus coverage from spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona, we hear from Giants pitcher Matt Cain after his first outing of the spring and first outing in a long time after elbow surgery. What's your reaction to the story that came out today with Pablo Sandoval saying that he only misses Bruce Bochy and Hunter Pence? It seemed really kind of out of character for him. I mean, do you have any reaction to that with Pablo gone now?
There's not much I can really comment on. I didn't know anything about it.
And, what about, your feelings on Pablo? I mean, do you miss him being around and, what he brings to the clubhouse?
Yeah, for sure, man. We miss Pablo. He was a great character to have. He was always fun to watch. I mean, he did some amazing stuff on the field. He was just he's definitely a special guy. Character that's hard to replace, but Casey's trying. He's doing a good job, man. I don't think we could be any happier right now. Casey's doing a great job, man. We love him.
I was gonna say, do you feel like you guys replaced enough with him, Aoki, you being back, Angel Pagan being back, that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, you can't sit there and try to say that these guys are gonna replace somebody else. I mean, it's just not possible. Pablo is himself. Casey's gonna be himself. To sit there and say that Casey's got to step in and do exactly what Pablo did, that's not fair to Casey. He needs to come in here and play his game, do his gig, and then we'll, all play together, and then we'll have a good year.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks. We'll hear more from Matt Cain and what he said to the entire media at Scottsdale Stadium in just a moment as we continue on Inside China Basin after this. Giants fans are settling for nothing but the best these days, so if you're in the market for buying or selling real estate in San Francisco, you'll want the A-number-one real estate agent. Well, at McGuire Real Estate, the top producer is Robert Merriman, and I encourage you to give him a call at 415-351-4698 or check him out at robertmerriman.com. Robert Merriman is opening doors for buyers and sellers in the city, and his excellent service is never discounted. Whether you're a buyer or seller in San Francisco, you need a creative negotiator on your team. Robert Merriman at McGuire Real Estate is the man for the job. Contact Robert at 415-351-4698. That's 415-351-4698. Or robertmerriman.com. Welcome back to Scottsdale Stadium in Arizona. After the game, Matt Cain talked to the entire media. Let's listen in.
Did it go about as well as you had hoped?
Yeah, that went really good. I've been trying to think a lot lately about trying to get in the right rhythm, trying to get, kind of everything in the same groove. And then it all kind of worked out today. Just kind of been playing with that the last few days and stuff like that. So sometimes that's the last thing to come. And just keeping some of those feelings, is the hard part. So I just got to stay with it.
Any butterflies getting back out there after this one?
Yeah, no, there definitely was. Then it was even better, facing these guys. So, it was definitely good to get back out there, get the butterflies, get that extra competitive adrenaline going, which was really nice.
Well, not only these guys, but they brought their entire starting lineup out there, and you're facing, six regulars right off the bat. Did that help as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely did. And that's good. I mean, I want to go out there and compete and throw against those guys because we're going to see them a ton, obviously. But, the biggest thing is going out there and me doing what I need to do. If I can keep that mentality, that's good.
You have to temper your adrenaline a little bit because it is spring training and even the results.
You might not get too result-based, but, you try to go back how it felt and things like that. So if I'm going out there and feeling good, trying to repeat the same delivery over and over and over, and if you come out of one or whatever, you try to get back into it real quick, not sit there and keep repeating the wrong delivery over. So that's the biggest thing.
Just fastballs and a couple of curveballs.
No, we threw everything. We threw fastball, curveballs, a couple of sliders, changeups.
Are you aware of how much people, fans, media, whatever, are pinning, your comeback on maybe the team's success for this year?
No, I don't pay attention to what you guys do.
Okay, how about the fans? How about the fans?
The fans?
They feel they need a really good Matt Cain bounce back.
Right, no, and that's me too. I said that in FanFest that I feel like I had underperformed in the past couple of years, and I needed to go out there and do it for myself and for these guys too. That I want to go out there and throw 200 innings. I want to go out there and give those guys a great chance to win every fifth day. And, you know, that's my goal, and that's what I want to do. So, you know, that's the plan.
Can you describe how different your elbow feels now than it was, you know, last year or the last couple of years?
No, I mean, it's really not not really any different. I mean, I have more range of motion because I don't have as many doorstops in there. But, you know, that's part of playing. You're just going to get those little things and here and there. But, you know, it was something that, you know, I really never noticed. And then it just kind of came on and ended up getting to where they weren't in the right spot and had to take them out. But, you know, I know that being able to get on the rehab program, you know, working out, doing that stuff, in a way it probably re-energized a little bit, you know, gave my arm a little bit of a break, you know, from throwing a lot. But, rather be out there playing, but you know, might end up working out all right.
That's Giants pitcher Matt Cain joining us and then the entire media at Scottsdale Stadium in Arizona. Join us again on Wednesday. Remember, Madison Bumgarner and Bruce Bochy will be our guests on the Inside China Basin podcast. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.